Christianity is a common enough phrase in our society. Many organizations claim to be Christian in doctrine and practice. The question is, are they? Could they not just as well be serving some man-made God under the guise of Christianity? What makes doctrine and practice Christian? Is it not following Christ? Is it not simple enough to determine what allegiance is being paid by a comparison of doctrine and practice as is set forth in the Bible? The Apostle Paul once instructed the Corinthian Christians that they should learn not to go beyond the things which are written, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. The danger of apostasy is not only possible, but also probable. Paul told the young evangelist Timothy, "But the Spirit saith expressly, that in latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth." 1 Timothy 4, 1-3. In like manner, he told Timothy, "For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but, having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables." 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. When we look at the religious society within which we live, what do we see? Do we not see different doctrines and practices? The Apostle Paul affirmed that God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, 1 Corinthians 14:32. Yet, that's what the religious world would have us believe. James affirmed, "For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion and every vile deed," James 3 and verse 16. Confusion is instability, a state of disorder, disturbance, confusion. If all the religions of our society that claim to be following Christ were doing so, would there be so much confusion? Confusion is not a product of God's teaching, but that of man's. Paul once spoke of his countrymen who, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God, Romans 10 and verse 3. The same is true today. People have a zeal for God, but they have been misled by the religious leaders who, with feigned words, make merchandise of them. What is the basis of your faith? Do you know what the will of God is, or do you put your trust in those that lead you? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember God's warning. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15.